There is so much pressure on kids and adults these days. Just look at some of the stresses we've been hearing about in the earlier conversations around aftercare. And you'll know many of us live wound up tight and with unbearable pressure coming at us from so many different directions. So I was really intrigued to hear, and I'm going to use this word in inverted commas, a new technique. It's not new at all. I'll explain why in just a minute. But it is a newish technique for Cape Town that assists with relaxation and mindfulness. And when I say newish, it's actually been around since the 1960s. It's called sophrology, and it is a technique that has been used by everyone from high performance athletics coaches to midwives assisting women in labor. The French rugby team swear by it, and so apparently does the media magnate Arianna Huffington. What is it? How does it work? And what could it do for you? I have with me in studio a leading sophrology instructor who happens to be visiting Cape Town at the moment, and delighted to have her with us in studio to help answer those questions. Her name is Dawna Reevey. Welcome to Cape Town, Dawna. Lovely to have you with us.
Okay, lovely to be here. Really exciting.
And also with us is Sharon Levy of Learning Unlimited in Rondebosch, who are hosting Dawna during her stay in South Africa. And I'll chat to you a little bit more about who and what Learning Unlimited's about, Sharon, a little bit later in the conversation, but great to have you with us as well.
Thank you, Papa.
Thank you. Dawna, tell us a bit about the history of sophrology. I said it started in the 60s. How did it come about?
So it came about, there's a Professor Caicedo, and he is a neuroscientist and neurologist, and he was working in his, when he was doing his training in Spain, how to help people with post-traumatic stress disorder. And at the time in the 50s, the main things was lots of medicine and shock treatments.
Sure.
And so he was really a visionary, and he realized it was what he wanted to do was get people to be happy and secure in present time. So not going into the past to visit things, but keeping it in present time. He married a yoga teacher who put him on the line to the going to the East as well. So mm-hmm. he did a big survey of Eastern medicine, Eastern techniques, Western techniques, and ended up actually in Switzerland with in the Kreuzlingen Clinic with a professor who was working with the students and the clients that were studying themselves. So it was really phenomenology. So this is active phenomenology. So they would be aware of their bodies, each part of the body. And by doing that, they were actually curing themselves of these traumas. And so he really picked up on this, and he created this whole structured method. So the method in total is 12 levels. But to become a sophrologist is four levels, the first four levels. And then you can have your own clients, and you can work with people and have either groups or individuals. So sophrology comes from the Greek. He was very into Greek words. And so it's a study of consciousness. Mm-hmm. And if you link it to, because often people say you mention mindfulness and they say, what's the difference? For me, the real difference is that sophrology really has a structured method that you go through. And I've been teaching it since 1990. I found it out because I was in burnout. And somebody told me to go along to this thing. And I said, what is it? And they said, it's difficult to explain. Just do it. And so luckily I spoke French because it was in Switzerland. So okay. I managed to do the training, and it just transformed my life.
It is difficult to explain because it is, it's, as you say, it's something that you need to experience in practice to fully contemplate. But can you try and explain for us what would a practice of level one of sophrology entail? You know, people think of mindfulness. They will sit there meditating. I think of my husband putting on headphones and using an app to meditate every morning. What is involved in the practice of sophrology?
So with sophrology, it's slightly different because we're really active. So you would do the body scan. We start mindfulness, also do body scans, mm-hmm. but you would do it standing, sitting, rarely lying down. We used to do it lying down, but Professor Caicedo said, well, what we need to do is be really calm and relaxed in everyday life. And most of that is standing, sitting, walking. And then we would do typically a physical exercise, which might be just something really simple, like shrugging the shoulders up and down, turning the arms round. And that's just to activate and become aware of the body. And then at the end of the exercise, we would do some sort of visualization. And at the beginning, it's very linked to, well, the whole time really, but to our emotions. So the first exercise, we just ask people to think of a moment in their lives when they were happy and to feel the physical sensations of happiness. Mm-hmm. And after that, if they've done that, they do that three times during the exercise. they typically will do the exercise every day for a week. And at the end of the week, when they come back and see me, they say, I keep smiling and I don't know why.
Your body has been reminded what it was like to experience joy. Yeah, fascinating.
So with repetition,
I mean, that is the key to so much in life, that with repetition, you become the master of a practice.
Absolutely.
How long does it take to become a master of sophrology, at least to get to the level where you can become a practitioner?
Yeah, it's about 16 months.
Okay.
So there's the four different levels. And we do, I do it online because I've always been passionate about getting to the world in general. I live in Switzerland, so the amount of people there that speak English and want to do sophrology is rather not enough. Mm-hmm. And it's just great world. People from all over the world, and we meet once a week for 2 hours for 8 weeks for each level. And then there's a pause in between because they need to really integrate what they've been going, you know, their body is taking in this extra energy and things, and they need to integrate it in between. And it keeps working. That's why I keep doing it.
Okay. Now, I'm going to pause with Dawna there and bring in Sharon. Sorry, before to talk a little bit about what Dawna's doing here. Sharon, I mentioned at the start you're from Learning Unlimited in Rondebosch. Won't you just explain for those listeners who are not familiar with your center what it's all about?
Right. So Learning Unlimited is typically an online tutoring business. And we have students that are particularly studying for the Cambridge exams. Cambridge is an international qualification. And also students that do come, homeschoolers and so on. And also, so it's various kind of tutoring. The reason I got in touch with Dawna was I was looking at alternative methods of learning. And I came across sophrology as a way of enabling students to access their true potential. Okay. And one of the things that we discover is that there are a lot of things that are barriers to learning. And I reached out to Dawna, joined her classes, mm-hmm. became a practitioner, and then I enlisted her in working with my students. And in so doing, discovered the amazing benefits of sophrology in the lives of these young people. They were able to deal with exam anxiety, performance anxiety, manage their own emotions, come to understand their thought processes. So the self-awareness of these young people just kept growing. And with it, their self-confidence, their ability to show up and perform well, both as people and also in their studies, and their relationships. So wonderful things started to happen in terms of communication and relationships between them. And I asked Dawna to assist me, particularly if I had a difficult case or a difficult situation of a phobia or an anxiety. As you know, today young people are under huge stress, whether it's depression or anxiety or various problems that they encounter on a daily basis. And Dawna was able to coach these students. I brought her out in April last year, and she's done amazing work with students on individual and even in a group situation. And then I threw a curveball to Dawna, and I said, how about we look to bring in sophrology in South Africa, not just in my school, but across the board. In other words, throughout the country, every sector of our society, people have experienced trauma, anxiety, stress, and I could see that there would be a huge potential for this to actually support people in every sector of our society, whether it's business, whether it's in sport, in education. Of course, that's my main area and concern. And one of the questions we raised was, how about we try and see if we can get sophrology as an accredited South African program? And a team of people formed around this vision. And the issue came up was, but can we roll it out in rural communities, across cultural barriers, in different communities throughout South Africa? And so we are about to start a pilot that is exactly going to be looking at the impact of sophrology in rural, particularly rural communities.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's the most exciting thing for me, to see to what extent this program, which is actually derived from overseas, can actually work and make a difference in the lives of our folk and our communities.
It's extraordinary. And a couple of questions coming through. I might steal 5 minutes after the news if I can keep you a little bit longer, with your permission, because there are a couple of questions from listeners I want to get to. But just to broaden this, I mean, Sharon's described amazing impact on student-level practitioners or those learning sophrology. I mentioned at the start high-performance sports coaching. In prepping for this interview, I came across the description of a Swiss sophrologist, Raymond Abrezel, who's used this in sports coaching. And listen to this. He has been using sophrology as part of the arsenal in training athletes in boxing and sailing and cycling and tennis and golf, and his clients have won more than 200 Olympic medals between 1967 and 2004. Obviously, they still need to be doing the physical practice, Dawna, but what is it? I mean, it's fascinating to me that a technique like this can work across a very broad base of situations. It's not just something for an educational setting.
Absolutely. And that's the, it's really malleable. You can use it. You can organize the little exercises. The exercise would typically be anything from actually 5 minutes to, you could do it to up to an hour. But typically my exercises are around about 15 minutes that you would do daily. And these Olympic sports people, I was trained by a Dr. Raymond Abrezel,
okay.
So he taught me a lot of the sports training and how to train them. So I've trained some top-level athletes, and it's been amazing. And it's all down to, it's really about the mind. The mind, their five senses, their inner worlds, rather than the outer world. Because it's very easy if somebody's teaching you, like if somebody's teaching me skiing, you put your feet like this. When they ski, they have something that goes on in their minds. So what is it? What's happening? How does that work? Because that is the motivation and the way that they stay secure on the ski slopes, for example, or their sport. Which bits in their mind are blocking them? What's happening? So a lot of it's mind, but it's always, although it's the mind, you're always going back to the body. So where do I notice that in my body? And what surprises me often is a lot of sports people don't know their body unless it's hurting them.
Hmm. To wrap up our conversation around the practice of sophrology, you've been listening in studio to visiting international sophrology instructor Dawna Reevy, who's in South Africa, based at Learning Unlimited in Rondebosch, and their representative Sharon Levy is with me in studio as well. Dawna, you were telling us before the break that 15 minutes is typically, somebody's asking, you know, how much time do you have to devote to this to make it impactful in your daily life? Is 15 minutes a day enough?
Yes, yeah.
It
15
is.
Minutes a day, and if you do a course of sophrology, you'll have a different exercise every week to practice daily.
Okay, so if you're somebody with a low boredom threshold, there are alternatives that you will roll through.
And I've even done it for business people who would say, like, I've only got 5 minutes. It's possible.
I'm glad you mentioned the business people, because somebody who's messaged me says, I'm a life coach dealing in the business world. I'd be intrigued to know whether there's been any practice of this in the business
arena.
Sure,
all over. Yeah. And France is just viral. Everybody's done sophrology.
Okay.
Hospitals, midwives, schools in Switzerland, all the sports people will have had a sophrologist or will employ a sophrologist to work with them.
What sort of impact can it have in a business setting specifically?
Decision making becomes much easier, for
okay.
example. That also, for anybody who feels they might be going into burnout, they need to, sophrology will, that's why I started sophrology. I was in burnout, and it really made a huge difference, massive. So very quickly, quicker than usual to recover. It's very good for self-confidence. You know, if there's anything that people aren't comfortable doing, like public speaking or any of these things, they can change that very quickly. It's very, that's what I love about it. I'm in Aries. I like things to move fast. Let's do it. And having taught it for so many years, it keeps producing the results. And Professor Quesada was always about, what we're doing is really lighting ourselves up from the inside out, because the more we become conscious of what we do and think and say, then the more we can actually act instead of reacting.
Can someone come to a sophrology practitioner and say, I know what my mental block is. I know that voice in my head is telling me X, Y, and Z, and I know precisely where it happens. Can you help me work on that specifically? Can you tailor it to that
Very
sort
quickly.
Of level of detail?
Very
you
quickly.
Can.
Yeah.
So then, of course, the next practical question is where do we tap into all of this and access it? Now, Sharon, you mentioned this pilot project. I love the sound of this exploring how this can be rolled out and made accessible to more South Africans. For now, if someone's listening to this interview going, I want to learn this, I want to meet Dawna or find out how to join this program, who do they need to contact, where and how?
Okay. Pippa, so the quickest way is to either message me, WhatsApp me, on my cell phone, which is 082-562-4189, or email me at sharon@learningunlimited.co.za, and we can then assist them from there.
And if anyone's driving and couldn't take down those details, you know how to find me on the email. I'll gladly pass on the contact info. Dawna, you've got, I know, a program already running on this visit, but you seem to be coming back to South Africa quite regularly.
Yes.
If someone's missed the boat this time, can they join the next one? And when
sure.
will that be?
Well, the next one's starting on the 14th of July. And so we also have a sophrologist in Johannesburg. So she'll be organizing part of it, and Sharon will be organizing part of that. So it'll be come together as one big class online, and then they'll do residentials in certain places together.
So a combination of FaceTime training with online support as well. Okay. Mm-hmm. And is there a website we can direct listeners to if they'd like to read up more about sophrology in the background?
Sure. So my website is Sophrology Center Online. CENTER.
Sophrology Center, the American online Way, online.com. One last question. Somebody asking whether anybody has explored practical ramifications of this practice for special needs kids.
I think there probably are. I haven't worked with special needs kids, but there are people who do that.
Okay.
Mostly in France, because it's just everywhere
it
in
seems
France.
To be the hub of everything. Okay.
Yeah. But yes, there is a possibility. So that could even be, you know, we could even bring somebody over that hopefully there'll be somebody in France who also speaks English that could help.
Who would
with
be
that.
Able to come and yes. specifically look to that. Okay. For now, thank you so much for coming in to introduce the concept to our listeners as a first step in this process. You've been listening to Dawna Reevy, who is the international sophrologist who is in South Africa, assisting in training others and helping to roll out this pilot project with the help of Sharon Levy of Learning Unlimited. Thank you both of you for being with us today and for giving us a couple of extra minutes of your time. Really do appreciate you joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Much.